Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful day to talk about the Word of God.
Man, I'm telling you, the Word of God has the power to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. But it has to get engrafted into your mind. So it's through the washing of the water by the Word that our mind is renewed, and then that causes a new outcome in our life, which, by the way, is what we're talking about this week.
Yes.
Talking about do not lose heart.
Do not lose
Don't heart. Be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. I mean, think about this. Joshua and the children of Israel, Moses dies.
Yes.
Moses has led them out of the wilderness.
He's been their leader. Their encourager.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's gone. And this is a moment to be discouraged. And yet Joshua says, but God will be with us.
Right. God speaks to Joshua and says, do not be discouraged or dismayed. He says, but be encouraged, for I'm with you everywhere I go. I think you've got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
He says, be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
That's why our words need to be encouraging.
Yes.
That's why what we see needs to be encouraging. You know, we got kids playing these video games where people's heads are being cut off and they're shooting. They're seeing all this stuff. It's desensitizing kids. And some of it's having a negative impact on some kids. Some of it has a negative impact on them as they go and join the military because, you know, in those games, you get a new life if you get this box or whatever, you know. But in real life, there is no next life except the life we have in Christ. All right. And so it's important that we understand you can lose heart by what you see and what you hear, but God is always with you. And if we stay connected, we looked at this yesterday, staying connected through prayer helps us to maintain the glow.
That's right.
So that we'll not become discouraged. Now today, let's go to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, I think.
Yeah, we're starting with 7. And this, you know, we're talking about some ways that you can stay connected, ways that you can be put into your life so that you won't fall into that trap of being dismayed and being discouraged, losing heart. When we see all this going on around us, when we see the chaos and the sin, the evil that has been abounding, we don't have to be dismayed.
That's right.
Because we have Jesus. We have the Word
Come
of God.
On.
And today we're going to cover something else. It says in Galatians 6, and we're going to start with 7, it says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
Now that's important. We should stop for a minute. Because if you sow bad seed, listen to me, you're going to reap a bad harvest. It was Bobby Davis who always said, I'm praying for crop failure. You know, some of his past life.
Right.
You know, some of the things he did when he was involved in drugs, and then Jesus saved him. But he said, I always prayed for a bad crop.
Bad crop for the
but
bad seed.
It won't That's be right. a bad crop. When you sow negatively, you're going to reap negativity. Mm-hmm. When you sow good, you're going to reap good.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that what you're sowing is good. God's not mocked. You can't mock God. All right. He's going to come through. Now go ahead with verse 8, honey.
Verse 8 says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
Now that's what we saw the other day when we were reading our lead scripture. It says, don't handle the word of God with craftiness or deceitfulness.
Right.
And it said that we get rid of the shame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shame is there. You're going to be discouraged. But where there is no shame, remember what he said? There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation brings shame,
right.
But we are not condemned. We are under the blood of Jesus.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about being led by the Spirit, not led by the flesh. And that's what it's talking about here. If you sow into the flesh, you're going to reap flesh consequences.
Right. That's right.
So we need to be led by the Spirit. So, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Now, this is
Praise God. Everlasting life
is keeping us from losing heart because we are connected to the Spirit. We are sowing seed into the Spirit.
We are reaping
the Spirit.
That's
and it
right.
helps us to not lose heart when we see all these other things. Verse 9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. One of the things we want to point out in here, it says, let us not grow weary while doing good work, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Doing good toward others keeps us from losing heart.
That's right.
You know, I have counseled women in the past when they are in their situation, when they are in an abusive relationship or they're coming out of a situation, don't just live in that. Don't just stay and focus on that, but actually do good. Get involved in your local church. Get involved into a community. Have a small group or get together with another lady and be an encourager, because it takes us off of the focus of ourselves. And we are doing the purpose that we have on this earth, which is to share our story with other people.
That's good.
So if you are doing the purpose that God has given you, which is to encourage, to tell your story, to reach unreached people or encourage others, then it takes us out of that mindset we lose heart and we get dismayed. It will bring encouragement to yourself, because you're sowing encouragement, you're sowing good works, you're going to reap the harvest of that.
That's right. You know, that's good, Jada. And there's in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, there's scripture that we use as preachers a lot at gravesides, where it talks about let this corruptible bid on incorruptible, you know, and all that. But verse 58 of chapter 15 is very significant. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Your labor in the world can be in vain. All right. Hopefully it's not.
Right.
Hopefully you've chosen a career that you feel fulfilled in, that you believe God's called you to do. And you do a good job of that. You reap a reward of retirement and that type of thing.
Right.
But this is talking about your work in God.
Right.
And notice he says you can be steadfast. Mm-hmm. That means you're constantly doing it. You're constantly living it, constantly going in the right direction. You're always abounding in the, you're immovable. In other words, when winds of doctrine come, you're not moved by that. Because you know in whom you have believed, and you know that he is well able to see you to the end. And then you're always abounding in the work of the Lord. All right. You're always abounding. Why? Because you know that it's not in vain. There's a reward for what you're doing.
Right.
You're rewarded here in this life and in the life that which is to come. Remember Timothy, Paul told Timothy over there in 2 Timothy, he said that bodily exercise profiteth little, but godly exercise profiteth not only for this life, but also for the life which is to come. So ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to be dismayed. The Lord God, he is with you, and he is causing you to prosper. He's causing you to move forward. He's causing you to always abound so that you can stand firm. I like that clip you showed me the other day with Sammy Rodriguez, where he's talked about this pastor said, we lean to the left.
We lean to the left.
And he said, what do you think about that? And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, say it, Sammy. And he said, listen, you might lean to the left, but I don't lean. I stand. Stand on the word of God.
That's right.
Because listen, when you stand on the word of God, you'll not be dismayed. You'll not be discouraged. I'm telling you right now.
That's right.
God is doing a great thing in our life.
That's right.
And we just need to understand that.
That's right. And doing, you know, and the things we want to focus on today, you know, we talked about prayer being very important in your life so that you don't fall into losing heart and focusing on the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. He always reaches his hand out immediately, but also to do good works, to be involved in the work of the ministry. Like I gave you a couple of examples, getting, you know, involved in your local church, getting involved in your community, small group. You know, have somebody over for coffee and be an encourager.
Yes.
We've been called to do that. That is our purpose as believers. And if you are living your purpose, you will not lose heart because you're encouraged. What you're planting in the ground, you will reap.
Hey, 2 Thessalonians 3:13 says this, but as for you, brethren, do not weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in doing the right thing. You do the right thing for the right reason. There's a right reward. And don't get weary in doing that. Then you found a scripture in Matthew I think it was Matthew 5.
Yes, I did. Matthew 5, 16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And this is just an encouragement on top of talking about good works. What you're planting into the ground, what you're sowing, you will reap, and it glorifies your Father in heaven. Yeah. By them, by other people seeing your good works.
That's right. You know, there's so much that can be done. And you're right. Jada said it earlier, and I want to repeat it as we end today's broadcast. Don't get caught up on your circumstances. Reach out to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen is you'll lose sight of you and grow insight into God.
It'll take your eyes off of you.
That's right.
Take your eyes off of your problem, and it puts your eyes on Jesus.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, will not discourage you at all, but rather it will encourage you that the God you serve is bigger than any problem you can come up against.
That's right.
Praise God. Well, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the people watching. I pray today will be an encouragement, and I pray they will overcome. Thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, and with us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we will not grow weary. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there so that your family members and friends can get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries and PM in the AM. And check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com. You can see what we're doing around the world, and you can be a part of that as well.
That's right. So be sure and join us again tomorrow. Same bat time. Same bat channel for more of PM and EA. God bless everybody.